Trump donates first presidential paycheck to White House Historical Association. By Nick Gilbertson on August 6, 2025. President Donald Trump has donated his first presidential paycheck to the White House Historical Association, continuing his unusual practice from his first term of donating his salary, unlike most of his predecessors. Trump took to Truth Social on Tuesday to announce the donation, a day after he paid a visit to the White House Historical Association. "I am proud to be the only president, with a possible exception of the late, great George Washington, to donate my salary. My first paycheck went to the White House Historical Association, as we make much-needed renovations to the beautiful People's House," Trump wrote. "Great improvements and beautification is taking place at the White House, at levels not seen since its original creation. Make America great again," he added. The president visited the gift shop at the Historical Association in the East Wing of the White House on Tuesday. Trump has implemented multiple renovations to the White House, including the installation of two nearly 100-foot flagpoles on the South and North lawns that he funded, as well as a patio in the Rose Garden to better accommodate events on the North Lawn. He is also planning a major addition, which he and private donors will fund, to install a grand ballroom in the East Wing of the White House off the East Room, which he has said will become the reception room once the ballroom is completed. This all comes as Trump has beautified the Oval Office by hanging many portraits, including those of past United States presidents, as well as installing elegant gold trim throughout the office and revamping decorations over the fireplace mantle to include gold urns and vases. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has visited the White House since he was a little boy when his uncle John F. Kennedy, JFK, was president and his father, Robert F. Kennedy, was the nation's attorney general, said last week that Trump's renovations to the White House have beautified the complex to its greatest degree yet. UPI reported in 1962 that Robert Kennedy Jr.'s uncle JFK donated his salary to charity. "I've been coming to this building for 65 years, and I have to say that it has never looked better," Kennedy said to applause at a health technology event in the East Room last week. "I've spent some time in the Oval Office, which really has, it's been transformed." He compared old photographs from when he visited the Oval Office as a child with the grandeur of the sacred office today. "I was looking at a picture of the Oval Office the other day when I was there, when I was a kid with my uncle. And you know, it's always extraordinary to go into that sacred space, but I have to say that it looked kind of drab in the pictures. And they're black and white pictures, but it looked drab, and it looks the opposite of drab today." Kennedy also emphasized that beauty expressed in architecture and decoration elevates the human spirit. "And this building, of all buildings, should look beautiful. And under your stewardship, it looks extraordinary today," he told Trump.